Welcome to Rambam on the line. We're up to Perek Shmini of Hilchos Nezirus, Halacha Aleph. Tiglach Satara Ketzadhi. What is the method for the shaving of the hair after the Nazir finishes his time allotment and he's in a state of purity? Kishigma Nazir Ben Nezirus and maybe Shalosh Behemoth. When the Nazir completes the days of his Nezirus, he brings three animals. Keves Liola, a lamb for a burnt offering. Lechav Salachatas, a ewe for a sin offering. V'ayel l'shlomim, and a ram for a peace offering. Hevishloshim v'leferish, if he brought all three and he didn't specify which is for which. Haroi l'chatas takav chatas, v'ayel l'shlomim shlomim v'ayel l'ola ola. The animal fit for the chatas is brought as a chatas, for the shlomim is brought as a shlomim, for the ola is brought as an ola. Mevim el l'shlomim shisha esronos, v'shnei shlishi yisar and solis. He brings for the ram of the peace offering 6 2/3 of an isaron, that's a measure, of fine flour. Ofim him esrim chala, and he bakes out of them 20 chalos. As the chalos matos, 10 chalos in the form of matos, that is, that they're mixed with oil. Basar rikiki matos, and 10 that are called rikiki matos, that is not mixed with oil before, but put the oil is put on after the baking. Now he anoints these 20 with the revius of oil. As we said before, some are mixed with the flour, some are anointed afterwards. This year is halacha for Moshe from Mount Sinai. Or maybe you're asking b'chliyachad, and he brings all of these 20 matzahs in one vessel. First he slaughters a sin offering, v'akach ha'olot, and the burnt offering, v'akach shlomim, then the shlomim offering. V'akach megaleach, then he shaves his hair off. V'gilachach ha'shoshokat ha'chatas ha'ola. If he shaved his hair after slaughtering the sin offering or the burnt offering, Yotzei fulfills his obligation. U'mavashel ha'shlamim ha'sholkom, and he cooks a lot the shlamim. L'kech manarotev shel zivchei ha'shlamim, he takes some of the gravy of the shlamim, or the soup of the shlamim, v'nosin al ha'sear, and he puts it on the hair that he shaved. Then he throws it into the fire under the pot of the shlamim. If he threw it under the pot of the chatas, Yotzei fulfills his obligation. Where does he shave his hair? In the courtyard of the women. A special room for the nazirim that was there. In the southeast corner. That's where they cook their shlamim. And throw their hair into the fire. If he cut his hair anywhere in the country, in Israel, Yotzei fulfills his obligation. Whether he cut in the rest of the land or in the Mikdash, under the pot he must throw his hair. He cannot cut his hair till the door of the Beis HaMikdash is open. It says, Pesach Ol Moed, at the opening of the Ol Moed, it doesn't mean that he cuts his hair actually standing in the opening. That's being impolite and not nice to the Mikdash, but rather it means that the Olam Moed should be opened. Then the Kohen takes the cooked forearm of the ram, and one of the matzahs of the basket, one of the other type of matzahs called the brokik, the nosnul kapi nazir, puts it on the hands of the nazir, Ohanazira, or of the female nazir, manifan. The Kohen waves them. Then the Nazir may drink wine and come in contact with the dead. Hey, Nazir Mimarat, a Nazir that is bald, and it's Tzarech L'Havir Tar, doesn't have to pass the razor over his bald head. Vafi Shein Lo Ser, O Shein Lo Kapayim, Areza Makiv Kovenosa V'Yishta V'Tama, even if he doesn't have hair to cut or he doesn't have hands which he could lift up the masses, he still brings the sacrifices and can drink wine and be matama to the dead afterwards. If he brought his sacrifices without cutting his hair, in a tegrach makeves, the cutting of the hair is not critical. I'll show some tamal erev, but that night he can drink wine and be matame. If once some of the blood is, one of the sacrifices is thrown on the altar, he is permitted, even though he didn't put it on his hands and wave them. It's called Ramelel Mitzvah Lolakev. All of these things are a mitzvah, but they do not invalidate the Nazir. Even though the cutting of the hair does not invalidate, it is still a mitzvah to cut the hair, even after a long time. If a Nazir cut his hair without a razor, or he cut his hair and left two hairs, well, he has done nothing. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of cutting the hair, whether it is a Nazir cutting for purity or one who has been defiled in cutting his hair. If he cut his hair, left two hairs, and then his hair grew again, he cut it again together with those two hairs. So he cut one off, and one was fell off by itself. He has to fill the mitzvah of cutting the hair, since he had the two when he wanted to cut them, and he cut one even though the other one fell out by itself. If one fell out first, and then he cut it, the other one, and he cut mitzvah geluch, then he does not fulfill the mitzvah of cutting of the hair. If he cut his hair over the shlamim, and then it turns out that it's not kosher, the blood was spilled or became tamei, his cutting of the hair is invalid, and the sacrifices don't count either, since the blood hasn't been sprinkled yet. If he cut his hair over the chatas and it turns out that it wasn't slaughtered with the proper intention for the sake of the chatas, then he brought the shlomim and the ola and offered them properly, so his cutting of the hair is disqualified, and the sacrifices do not count for him. If he cut his hair over the ola and the shlomim and they were slaughtered with the wrong intention, then he brought other sacrifices to bring them for the proper intention, so his cutting of the hair is not valid, and the sacrifices are not valid and don't count for him. The point is, the sacrifices cannot be brought after his hair is cut. He has to wait another 30 days when his hair grows the amount that a Nazir requires, and then cut them, and then bring the sacrifices, new sacrifices. Gilach al-shloshna v'nim tzachat mem kosher. If he cut his hair over all three, in other words, after all three were brought, and one of them was kosher, then tzaglach tzachshera, then his haircut is kosher, since one of them was kosher. V'yavishat zvachim, v'yikuvu kochasen. He brings the other sacrifices and offers them according to the law. It alav komach v'shama tzaglach tzapsula, wherever we said his haircutting is disqualified. It's as if he would have cut his hair in the middle of his time, that he undoes 30 days. As we've explained, therefore he has to count 30 days after the disqualified haircut, and then bring his sacrifices. If you slaughter the peace offering of the Nazir not according to the mitzvah, it is kosher, but they do not fulfill the obligation for the owners. In other words, let's say he didn't have in mind for the sake of shlamim, or he bought a ram of in the first year rather than the second year. And they are eaten for one day, as is the case of shlamim bought for a nazir. However, they do not need the bread or the waving of the gift, the chaza and the shok, which parts of the animal that are waved by the nazir, below zeroa, nor the giving of the zeroa, the forearm, as mentioned previously. Three animals mentioned previously, as well as the bread that comes with them, all must be from a non-holy nature. You can't take something that's already holy and bring it for these things. Like all the other vows of holy things, as will be explained in its place. If someone says, I'm a Nazir, on the condition that when I cut my hair and bring the sacrifices, it should be from the money of Ma'aseh Sheni. It's a Nazir, he is a Nazir. However, but he cannot bring his karbonos from the tithes, but he has to bring it from non-holy funds. If a man vowed to be a Nazir, he can bring the sacrifices that his father has vowed for himself as a Nazir, and he can cut his hair over them. However, a woman cannot cut her hair over the sacrifices of her father. This matter is a oral tradition. Okay, set out so. If a person's father was a Nazir, if he set aside money to purchase the sacrifices, Umay said he died, and the money was just left over. Now, the man says after his father's death, I am a Nazir on the condition that I will bring my sacrifices from the money set aside by my father. There may be men in Kabanosav, he can't bring the sacrifices from them. If both he and his father were Nazirim, Vifishov is Mastumim, and his father set aside money that was unspecified. He didn't specifically say that this is for my obligation. Umeitov, the father died. Then the son said after his father's death, I will cut my hair and use the money of my father. He can bring his sacrifices from them. Aval im lo amar, if he did not say this, then yipla moslin dava, then the money had to be given to the fund for voluntary sacrifices in the temple. Mesov and yipmanim rabim, the father died, he left over many sons. Holkum amos astumim, so the unspecified money is divided amongst them. Ishi rushlehem, that's an inheritance of theirs. Yish tocholach mem lagileich alchelko, each one has a right to cut his hair and bring the sacrifices over his portion. V'abcharnotel ben pishnayim, the firstborn gets a double portion, just like in any other inheritance. Kazayin ben shayav nazir olam v'ben nazir zman kotzav. Ben shayav nazir zman kotzav v'ben nazir olam, whether the father was a nazir forever and the son a nazir for a specified time. Or vice versa, the father was for a specified time and the son was forever. He can still cut his hair and bring his sacrifices over the money of his father's Nazirus. Zayin Ifrishav Mosav, he bring Kabbanas Tumma of a maid. If the father set aside money to bring Kabbanas in a state of Tumma, then he died. In that case, then a ben maybe bring Kabbanas Tara. The son cannot bring the sacrifices of Tahara. Chenimafishnav le Karbin Tara. And a ben Magalech Alem take Lach Tumma. If the father set it aside for the sacrifices of Tahara, the son cannot bring it and cut his hair for the sacrifices of a state of Tumma. Shvamela in Sophic, because there's a doubt as to whether this can be done. And if he brought his sacrifices, it doesn't count for him. If a person makes a vow, it says, I have to shave a Nazir. He has to bring the sacrifices for a shaving of the state of purity. And he can offer them on behalf of any Nazir he wants to. If he said, I vow to give half of the sacrifices of a Nazir, or he said, I'm obligated to shave half of a Nazir, he brings half of the sacrifices for any Nazir that he chooses. That Nazir completes the sacrifices of his own money. If he said, I will bring the sacrifices of a half a Nazir, then he brings the sacrifices of a whole Nazir. There's no such a thing as a half a Nazir. You test. There's no such thing as a half of a Nazirus. A Nazir, even a Nazir for one day, has to be a Nazir for 30 days. So the expression, half the Nazir, is not really valid. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, and it's upon me to shave a Nazir. Shema Chaver Vama, and his friend heard and said, Vani, me too. Chaver Nazir, ve'na chayv l'gileach Nazir acher. Then his friend is a Nazir, but he doesn't have to bring sacrifices for another Nazir. Shelohit v'satmel ben Nazirus. All he was doing was saying that he's a Nazir. However, he said, and me too, and I have to shave a Nazir, he is liable. If they're smart, each one can bring sacrifices on behalf of his friend. If they didn't do this, then they have to shave other Nazirim. If a person says, I have to shave a half a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and me too, and I have to shave a half a Nazir, each one can bring half of the sacrifices of his fellow. And each one can complete a sacrifice. If they were smart, this way they don't have to bring it extra. If they're not that smart, this one brings half of the sacrifices of whichever Nazir he chooses, and the other one brings half of the sacrifices of whatever Nazir he chooses. If they're smart, they can save money on it by doing it for each other, and thus not having to pay for some other person. We're talking here in a case where he's pledging that he himself is a Nazir as well. So that way he can cover his own sacrifice, or half of his own sacrifice, by the pledge of the other.